Stephen A. Smith, My Rise in Presidential Notoriety Shows How Pathetic Things Are with Democrats. By Jeff Poor on February 28, 2025. Thursday on FNC's Hannity, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith commented on his name being mentioned as a potential candidate for the 2028 Democratic presidential nod. Smith rejected the calls for his candidacy and added that his name was among notable elected Democrats, which was a show of how pathetic things were with the Democratic Party. Okay, no ducking, no dodging, no bobbing and weaving. Are you thinking about running for president? Host Sean Hannity asked. No, I am not, number one, all right? Smith replied. I like my life. I like my life. My life is very, very good, very fruitful. Politics is a cesspool. We've all seen that. We've seen what these politicians have gone through. We've seen what President Trump went through over these last several years. Who the hell would want to sign up for that? Now, obviously, being in the presidency is a very, very powerful and influential position, leader of the free world, we get all of that. We see, look at the state of this country, it's an absolute mess. You understand I have no business being ahead of Josh Shapiro. But this is the part and this is the part that I really, really want to get to show how pathetic of a state of affairs things are right now. I have no business being ahead of Josh Shapiro. I have no business being ahead of Wes Moore. He continued, I love both of those guys. I think those guys would be outstanding in their own right. I don't think that there's anybody else out on that list and beyond that has any legitimate case to make for themselves at this particular moment in time for the Democratic Party. I think any voice that has been national has been diluted because of the Trump romp. And I don't want to hear about a 1.5% victory in the election. The man won every swing state. He won about 50 counties, okay? He went up in the black vote, went up in the Latino vote, went up with young voters, okay? There's nothing to say. He won the popular vote. He won the electoral college vote. I don't want to hear anything from the national voices, okay? All the national voices that was out there, and I'm including Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, in that mix, because he showed up on your show, on this channel, and debated Ron DeSantis, so he tried to be a national voice, Smith added. No, I don't put any of them up there right now. And my last comment would be this, I think the fact that I am a candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, according to the polling, for the Democratic Party is the most clear-cut evidence of how pathetic of a state of affairs that exists within the Democratic Party today. I have no business being on that list, whatsoever. I am not qualified. But it just shows how pathetic things are at this particular moment in time. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.